Unfortunately, it looks like we will not be able to meet that target we had set for ourselves of 18 million. As you know, the registration ends on Tuesday, on the 18th. But so far, only 11 million people have been registered. In most of the urban areas, you find the kids are idle. I went around Nairobi yesterday and today. In many places, there are hardly two or three people. So we expect probably Monday and Tuesday, there may be last-minute rush. But even then, I can't see ourselves going beyond 13 million.
Well, Ambassador Nzibo, some have blamed the IEBC for the low voter turnout. Do you think their criticisms are unjustified?
Well, it's easy to blame the Electoral Commission. But I think the media owners and ourselves and some of the politicians, we've done our best. I mean, every day you hear on TV, on radio, or even SMSs, messages being sent by people like Safaricom, who have assisted us, for people to go out and register. And yet, in many of the registration centers, the clerks are idle.
So, Ambassador, the youth minister has asked for the IEBC to extend the period of the registration to allow more students to participate or register. Will the IEBC consider his request?
At the moment, it looks very unlikely. As you know, Parliament had passed a bill where they had proposed that if you have you've registered to get an ID and you have awaiting the seat, which shows the proposed ID number, you could be registered and then use and hopefully you get an ID card in March to vote. But this bill is yet to be signed by the president. He has not assented it yet for it to become law. So we have been not able to adhere to that particular request of allowing people to use the waiting cards as they wait for their ID. But on the other hand, also, there are a lot of uncollected IDs. Kids have tried very hard to distribute IDs, but there are a lot of IDs that have not been collected.
What does the IEBC thinks is the reason behind the low turnout to register for the election? Is it voter apathy? What?
It's a combination of a number of factors. One, which is the current rumor going around, is that the youth are fearful that the reason why we are asking for an ID card and also scanning fingers is that their records, if they have any criminal records, they will be numbed, that we shall share the information with the police, which is not true. Secondly, there are people who started spreading rumors that these machines are cancerous or they will prevent you from bearing children. So we had to counter negative publicity. But to a large extent, I think there is voter apathy, especially in areas that were prone to violence after the 2007 election. There are people who are fearful. I'll give you an example. At the coast, people who are from a country are very apprehensive. And when you ask them why they're not registering, they said, we don't think we'll be around during the elections because it'll be another state of violence and therefore we'll go back to our original home. In Nairobi is the same story, areas where there were post-election violence, and in other areas like Eldoret and elsewhere where there were post-election violence, people are kind of fearful. And then, of course, the new boundaries, the new wards, and, of course, the new alliances that are being formed, people are not very sure who they want to vote for. And therefore, people are saying, we're not sure who we'll vote for, and therefore, we don't see why we should register ourselves as voters. So we've had to spend a lot of money on voter education, but it doesn't seem to have really gone down to the grassroots areas. Then, of course, there are areas that were prone to violence during the last 1 year, like Tana River, some sections of Tana River, in Turkana and all that. Because of security operations, people have become very fearful and they're not willing to register because of being apprehensive and because of the presence of the police and the paramilitary police. That is the same story in Kamkunji in Nairobi, where there were bombs that had been thrown by Al-Shabaab. Here, the youth are fearful of the police, so most of them have not come out to register.